The H1N1 swine flu pandemic has spread so far and wide that the World Health Organization has stopped counting how many people are infected. One country that's seen a recent surge in cases is the United Kingdom. So the British government today launched a new flu hotline. Its goal? To diagnose and treat patients without their needing to see a doctor. The World's Aaron Schachter reports from London.
In the past week, the number of swine flu cases in England has doubled to about 100,000. Physicians have been overwhelmed, says Dr. Beth McCarran-Nash. She's from the British Medical Association.
There are areas where practices are getting 500% extra calls. So we need to have the ability to make sure that those patients with serious health problems, which may or may not be swine flu, are not missed. So we now have another route where patients and the public can phone up if they're concerned to get advice.
The government's flu hotline went live today.
Welcome to the National Pandemic Flu Service. This service will assess the patient's symptoms and, if required, provide an authorization number, which can be used to collect antiviral from a local collection point.
Those who call the phone number or who visit the website can receive antiviral drugs without seeing a doctor. Professor Hugh Pennington is one of Britain's leading microbiologists.
Nobody's ever tried this before, where you basically, you know, you just tap on the screen and say what your symptoms are, and then the drug comes for you. This is quite new.
Both the phone service and the website offer a checklist to determine whether people have swine flu. The system relies on honesty, and Pennington admits some may lie about their symptoms to get drugs just in case.
No doubt. It would be reasonable to expect some people will abuse it, but let's hope not too many.
Within hours after the National Flu Service's website went online, it was registering 9 million hits per hour and crashed for a time, and phone lines were jammed. In London, everyone's talking about swine flu. Television and radio stations are running non-stop stories.
BBC Radio 1
Newsbeat.
If you're worried you might have swine flu, there's new advice. Don't get in touch with your doctor, get online or phone up a call centre.
Usually this centre's used as a sports hall, but for the next 6 months there'll be no sport played here. Instead, it will be used to hand out Tamiflu.
In the space of sometimes 10 minutes, you can take about 8 calls. Nothing else gets done.
Swine flu, swine flu, swine flu the whole time.
Dr. Chris Smith is a virus expert from Cambridge University. He says most people suffering from flu-like symptoms don't have to worry.
There are lots and lots of viruses going around. What we're seeing in the laboratory I work in is that for every about 10 tests we do, maybe one of those might be positive for swine flu or less, but there are many, many that are positive for other upper respiratory infections, but much milder than flu and very, very common.
Meanwhile, today, the world's first human trials of a swine flu vaccine have begun in Australia. Two biotech companies are injecting volunteers in Adelaide. The United States plans to start vaccine trials next month. For The World, I'm Aaron Schachter in London.